بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فبما نقضهم ميثاقهم لعناهم وجعلنا قلوبهم قاسية، صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: إذا ظهر القول وخزن العمل وأتلفت الألسنة وتباغضت القلوب وقطع كل ذي رحم رحمة، فعند ذلك لعنهم الله فأصمهم وأعمى أبصارهم، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected friends and elders, we all understand our need for the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every one of the creation of Allah is in need of Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy, at every moment of our existence. The mercy and rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through His infinite grace, mercy and wisdom, covers those who deserve and those who don't deserve also in His rahmat. But respected friends and elders, the opposite of rahmat, the opposite of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the la'nat of Allah, the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The ulama have defined la'nat as al-bu'du an rahmatillah. La'nat and the curse of Allah means to be distanced and to be taken away from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be taken far away from the mercy of Allah. The greatest cause of la'nat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sin. Disobedience of Allah, indulgence and overindulgence in one's shahwat and desires brings about the la'nat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sins, respected friends and elders, reduce people to the lowest of the low. Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was known as Hakim wa hadhihi al-Ummah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam labeled Sayyidina Abu Darda as Hakim al-Ummah. He was the first person to be called Hakim al-Ummah, the most wise person of the Ummah. We famously know Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahimahullah to be referred to also as Hakim al-Ummah, among the wise people of the Ummah. Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was Hakim al-Ummah, labeled by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was part of the Muslim army that conquered the island of Cyprus in the year 32 after Hijrah. Now that was a day of great joy, a day of celebration for the Muslims. It was the first successful expedition across the ocean. First time the Muslims were successful in a battle across the ocean. So the Muslim army were rejoicing, but Sayyidina Abu Darda radiallahu anhu was seen on one corner crying and grieving. So people asked him, "Oh Abu Darda, why is it that you are crying? Today is a day of double joy. Firstly, victory for the Muslims, humiliation for the kuffar, and victory across the ocean. This is a great achievement." Abu Darda radiallahu anhu says, "I am crying and I am grieving because I am taking lesson from the people of the land. The Cypriots were Christians." He says that these are people who did not follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They engaged in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they thought that they were safe, secure by the ocean around them. They never dreamt, maybe in their wildest dreams. In that zamana, respected friends and elders, Allahu alam, how many battles used to be fought across the ocean. Today it's different. They would have felt so safe. But despite all of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now has reduced them to defeat. And he uttered these words and he says, "Ma ahwana al-khalqu 'ala Allah idha dayya'u amra Allah." How despicable, how worthless, how humiliated the creation becomes in the sight of Allah when they disobey the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected friends and elders, sins are the greatest barrier between us and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And overindulgence in this, without tawbah, without turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will reduce people to the lowest of the low. They will make them completely worthless in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we overindulge in sin, this has an effect on the heart. And then the heart becomes dark and the heart becomes hard. Then, respected friends and elders, when the heart becomes hard, then no matter how much of bayan, then no matter how much of advice, then no matter how much of examples to take, lesson from around us, it will make no difference to that heart, because it's become very, very hard. Recently I was sharing an incident with my children, a hadith that comes in Bukhari Sharif, that there was a person who had accepted Islam in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was even selected to be one of the scribes of Wahi. There were others as well. He was among them. When a verse of Quran used to be revealed, he was one of those who used to be used to write down the ayat of Quran, to write down Wahi. A time came when this, so to say, got to his head. He began to boast and he began to say that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah, doesn't know anything besides what I have taught him. And then he gave up Islam. He became murtad. Allah save us. Not very long after that, he passed away. He died. So when his qawm and his people buried him that night, see that his body is back on the surface of the earth. So they falsely accused the Sahaba. They said, this is the doing of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are taking revenge on him for renegading and for giving up Islam. Therefore, they dug up his grave. So the second day, they dug even deeper. And they buried him more deep than the previous day. The next morning, the same thing. The body is back on the surface of the earth. Again, they suspected that this could have been the Sahaba and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they dug much more deeper for the third time. And after that, the following morning, they saw the same thing. Then they also said that this cannot be the doing of any man. This ought to be the doing of the creator of man. And then they also gave up and they left him. So the children asked, that Abi, didn't those people then realize, didn't his nation then realize that Muhammad sallallahu etc. is the haqq and the truth? I mean, this was a clear sign for them, that this person was being punished because of his disrespect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Islam. So that, respected friends, and Allah gave me a jolt. That opened my eyes. That we also see. Forget those people, their time came and went. What about me and you? We see so many signs of Allah around us. We see so much of trials and tribulations on earth. We see so much of suffering. We see so much happening in the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Is that not enough for us? Is that making any difference in my life? If it is not making a difference, respected friends and elders, then this is a sign of the hardness of the heart. And Allah save us, having a hard heart takes one further away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّ الْقَاسِي قَلْبَ الْقَاسِي بَعِيدٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ. The hard heart is far away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are nowhere near the mercy of Allah. If the heart has become so hard that we can see Muslims being slaughtered, we can see children being bombarded, we see children's bodies washing up on the shores, and still it made no difference to my life. The same sin I was continuing with all these years is still in my life. I haven't changed my ways, I haven't come closer to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then this is a very, very sad sign. This is an alarm for us, respected friends and elders. This is an alarm that where are we headed? I mentioned this before, probably here. One of my friends in Johannesburg mentioned, he says that when the Syrian conflict began and we saw that the suffering and the atrocity is being committed against the Muslims, I felt very difficult. He says that, and I thought to myself, how can we carry on with the life that we are carrying on with? So among other changes that he made in his life, he says, from that time, I made it my habit, I only have 2 meals a day instead of 3 meals a day. That cutting out 1 meal, respected friends and elders, we might think to ourselves, what difference does that make to the Syrian people? How is he offering them assistance? But he has taken effect. He has made a change in his life. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once told Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha, when she ate twice in the day, Ya Aisha, innama hammuki batanuki. Your only worry is your stomach. You ate 2 times. So respected friends and elders, among other changes in his life was this. My beloved father rahimahullah used to always mention, if we really understand the suffering of the ummah, we won't be able to put the morsel of the food down. But if we are continuing in our luxury, if we are continuing in our ghaflat, respected friends and elders, negligence, then nothing will make any difference. Mullah Ali Qari rahimahullah mentions, the root cause for a hard heart is ghaflat, is being unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تكثر الكلام بغير ذكر الله, the hadith says, don't indulge in too much of talk without remembering Allah. In other words, constantly remind yourself of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't become ghafil. Ghaflat, respected friends and elders, is like maut. When a person has ghaflat, he is unmindful of what is senseless. He's not sensing anything. And a dead man is senseless. Mawlana Ahmad Lat Sahab, Hafizahullah, always gives the example. And he links it up to a da'i. But this applies to every mu'min. He says that, be-ihsas. Be-ihsasi and ghaflat, da'i ka maut hai. Rather, it is mu'min ka maut. It is the death of a believer. And he gives the example, he says somebody is feeling some numbness on his hand or fingers. He goes to the doctor takes a needle and he checks and he pokes. And this person can't feel anything. Until he comes to a point where he can feel the prick. So he says, then the doctor will tell him, by this, ye pura hissa aapka jo hai na, ye mar chuka hai. This whole area here is dead now. You got no sense, you can't feel. That is the state of a believer, respected friends and elders, who got ghaflat. When we are unmindful and we don't realize Allah is watching us, we don't engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that is like we are dead. مَثَلُ الَّذِي يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ وَالَّذِي لَا يَذْكُرُ رَبَّهُ. The example of those who are mindful of Allah, who make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who don't, is like the living and the dead. So a person who is unmindful of Allah, not engage in dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is like a dead person, respected friends and elders. That dead person doesn't take effect from anything around him. The hadith I quoted at the beginning, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions three causes. إِذَا ظَهَرَ الْقَوْلُ وَخَزَنَ الْعَمَلُ. When there's more talk than action. When there's more talk than walk. And we say you must walk the talk. In other words, back up your talk with action. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when there'll be more talk, ظَهَرَ الْقَوْلُ. But عَمَلْ, أَعْمَال will not be there, will not be backed up by عَمَلْ. In the early days, we always hear elderly people lamenting. He says, in those days, people didn't know much, but they had more iman and a'mal in their lives. And today, we know it all. How much of bayan, how much of messages on social media, how many Islamic websites, newsletters, books, literature. There's so much out there, respected friends and elders. But has that had an effect on our a'mal? So when there's more talk than action, وَأْتَلَفَتِ الْأَلْسِنَةُ وَتَبَاغَضَتِ الْقُلُوبِ. And the tongues become familiar and friendly. We'll be sweet to each other verbally. وَتَبَاغَضَتِ الْقُلُوبِ. But the hearts will be filled with enmity, with hatred for each other. So sweet on the back is so common. The person may be smiling, but in the heart, respected friends and elders, there's so much baggage that he is carrying towards their fellow Muslim brother. وَقَطَعَ كُلُّ ذِي رَحِمٍ رَحِمًا. And all relationships will be broken. People will not maintain family ties. Relationships will be slaughtered. There'll be no respect for relationship, whether it be blood relatives or the relationship of iman, of brotherhood of Islam. فَعِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَأَصَمَّهُمْ وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. At that time Allah will curse them. The curse of Allah is synonymous to the hardness of the heart. فَبِمَا نَقْضِهِمْ مِيثَاقَهُمْ لَعَنَّاهُمْ. Allah says regarding the Bani Israel, we curse them. وَجَعَلْنَا قُلُوبَهُمْ قَاسِيَةً. And we made their hearts hard. Being cursed to the heart, becoming hard, respected friends and elders. What will happen thereafter? فَإِنْدَ ذَٰلِكَ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ. At that time Allah will curse them. فَأَصَمَّهُمْ. Allah will make them deaf. وَأَعْمَى أَبْصَارَهُمْ. Allah will make them blind. That doesn't mean physically becoming deaf and blind. But like a deaf person, he can't hear that sad news of the suffering of the ummah. So it'll make no difference to his life. Like the blind man can't see the atrocities being taking place on earth and the suffering of mankind. He can't see it, so it will make no difference to his life. Like that will be the state of the ummah, respected friends and elders. That despite hearing and seeing, it will make no difference to their lives. It is as if they are deaf and blind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. But let us inspect in our lives. The root cause, if we are not taking effect of what is happening around us, the root cause for that is ghaflat. Is us being negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, over indulging in our sin. And respected friends and elders, this has now led to the darkness in the heart and the hardness of the heart. After mentioning two eye-opening incidents in the Bani Israel in Surah Baqarah, Allah says, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. That after showing you all these miracles, your heart still became hard. Your heart still remained hard. And then it became like stone and even harder than stone. Because stone also, rock also, takes effect. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ. Some rocks are such that there are rivers gushing forth from there. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَّقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَا There are some rocks and stones from which water comes out. Time of Musa alayhi salam, Allah took out water from the rock. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَهْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ Nothing comes out, but they roll and they move out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even rocks take effect. Allah says that the hearts become harder than that. The hearts become harder. Ulama and Mufassirun explain, harder than that could be iron. That it makes no difference. Nothing, no difference to the heart. Rocks also can move and mountains can move, but the man's heart never changed. And the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew this example of the heart and iron. إِنَّ هَذِهِ الْقُلُوبُ تَصْدَأُ كَمَا يَصْدَأُ الْحَدِيدُ بِالْمَا That the hearts get rusted like the iron gets rusted. So harder than stone, iron, steel, the hearts have become like that, and then they get even worse. Not just like iron, but like rusted iron. Thereafter Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, that what is the cure? What will clean the heart? We know you can use certain methods to clean and shine that iron again. How can we shine the heart? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, كَثْرَةُ ذِكْرِ الْمَوْتِ وَتِلَاوَةُ الْقُرْآنِ Abundant remembrance of mawt and death. Think, ponder over death. That will soften the heart. That will clean the heart. And tilawat of Quran. Tilawat of Quran is the greatest form of dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another verse in Quran when Allah speaks about the hardness of the heart, Allah gives the cure also. أَلَمْ يَأْنِ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَمَا نَزَلَ مِنَ الْحَقِّ Some mufassirun explain. In this verse Allah goes on to mention hardness of the heart. But Allah starts off by mentioning the dhikr of Allah and Quran. Engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, formally sitting in one corner after some salah. Make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then throughout the day, be cognizant of Allah. Be aware that Allah is watching me, Allah is with me. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. My father rahimahullah is always encouraged. Like you make dua formally. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wherever you are. Develop that habit of wherever you are, make dua. Somebody came to your mind and you are driving your car, you can make dua at that time. You are walking back home from the masjid, you can make dua at that time too. You don't have to be only in the masjid. This will establish that ta'alluq and that connection between us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This will remove ghaflat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith I quoted at the beginning when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't indulge too much in talk and discussions بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الْكَلَامِ بِغَيْرِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ قَصْوَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ When you over-indulge in discussion and talk and don't remember Allah, again ghaflat, then this is قَصْوَةٌ لِلْقَلْبِ This hardens the heart. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الدِّحْكِ In one hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned five advices of Sayyidina Abu Huraira. The last advice is, they said, don't laugh too much. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الدِّحْكِ Islam is a balanced religion. We are allowed to be jovial, but when the with moderation. وَلَا تُكْثِرِ الدِّحْكِ Don't overindulge in amusement and play, entertainment. All the time you want to be happy and laughing. No. فَإِنَّ كَثْرَةَ الدِّحْكِ تُمِيتُ الْقَلْبِ That too much laughing, too much amusement, too much joking will kill the heart. It will kill the heart. In other words, like we discussed earlier, that heart which is ghafil, that heart which is negligent of Allah is dead. That heart that doesn't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will die. In the riwayat of Musnad Ahmad, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, one sahabi asked, Shaka rajulun ila nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallama qaswata qalbihi. One person complained on Nabi of Allah, my heart has become hard. So, how can I soften it? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, In aratta ayyaleena qalbuk, if you want to soften your heart, fa'at'imil miskini. Feed the poor. Wamsah bi ra'sil yateem, and pass your hand over the head of the yateem. Feeding the poor will remind us of that pitiful state, will remind us that everything is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There were so many people in our lives, if we inspect properly, who are one stage in their life, and today they have nothing. That will remind us also of the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That will bring some pity in the heart. To having pity on the poor, having pity on the suffer, it is a sifat of iman. Saqati rahimahullah, one night was seen shivering in his room. Pious, famous sage of his age, pious person of his zamana, shivering in his room, and he was only wearing his lungi. Other words, on the upper garment was not there, despite him having clothes in the room. So somebody asked him, "Oh Sheikh, why are you like this? Why are you shivering?" He says, "I thought about the poor of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. I thought about the poor. And I said, I can only take pity of them, a pity on them, if I share in the suffering that they are suffering in. This is a sifat of iman, respected friends and elders. Musa ibn Ulay, rahimahullah, a great muhaddith, whose ahadith comes in the entire Siha Sitta. Somebody saw in a dream that he entered Jannah, and Allah blessed him with Jannah while he was alive. Somebody saw a dream that he is a Jannati because of his qamis, his kurta. So that person came looking for him, and he met one of his relatives and told him, I saw this dream. When that relative went to this muhaddith and asked him, he says that one day I left the masjid, and I saw a poor person outside, shivering in the cold, he had nothing. I took out my clothes, the kurta I had, that is now feeding the miskeen, that is now caring for the miskeen, that is taking pity for the miskeen. Many of us may be, alhamdulillah, doing that donation, maybe spending on, but the ideal is to do it yourself. The ideal is go and see the miskeen's condition, because unfortunately for us, seeing is believing. That condition comes and we see the pictures maybe, or we hear the incidents, and we hear report backs. If it's not taking effect, then let us go ourselves. Go to that miskeen, go to his house, go to that poor area. Doesn't have to be outside this country. There's so many poor people here in our own communities. Go and physically assist that person, the pity will come in your heart. So because of that, Allah loved it so much, respected friends and elders, Allah blessed him with Jannah. Before coming for Ramadan in Istanbul, I went to the dentist. And I parked my car, I see a Syrian young girl begging. So as I'm walking past, there was a middle-aged Turkish person walking past. And he saw this girl in the cold. She had a jacket on, but she had no, Istanbul never experienced such cold for 18 years. As he was going past, he took out his gloves and he gave it to her. This is now sharing in the plight of the miskeen. When I returned from the dentist, I see she doesn't have the gloves on. So I asked her, I said, the brother gave you the gloves, why aren't you wearing the gloves? She said, no, I gave it to my brother across the road. And she pointed out to a younger boy across the road who's also begging. This is now, respected friends and elders, taking pity on those around us. At'imil miskeen, feed the miskeen, wamsah bi ra'sil yateem, pass your hand over the hair of the yateem. Not just to pass your hand, ulama explain here also, this will remind you of maut, this will remind you of death, that is what will soften the heart. This will remind you that it could be your children who will become yateem one day. So the previous hadith had mentioned that softening the heart, polishing the heart, cleaning the heart will happen by kathratu dhikril maut, abundant remembrance of maut. And the amount of maut we saw in this past year, this one year only, respected friends and elders, maybe we never saw in the years prior to that, the amount of death. And as we get closer to Qiyamah, death, maut, murder will become more widespread. It is all there as a lesson for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq of understanding that the hardness of the heart is among the biggest of alarms and among the saddest of signs, respected friends and elders, of a person being far from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to recap and to summarize, those things that will soften the heart is the dhikr of Allah, tilawat of Quran, abundant remembrance of maut, taking pity on the miskeen and feeding the poor man, taking pity and passing your hand and caring for a yateem. One person asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, what will soften the heart? He says that making sure that your rizq is halal. Whatever you consume must be halal. If you are consuming that which is haram or doubtful, that is also going to harden the heart. Ulama also explained keeping to good company. Keep the company of the pious, the company of the Ahlullah, the company of those who are out in the path of Allah. That will also assist in softening the heart. Allah give us all tawfiq wa akhru da'wan alhamdulillah.